pool play, which means you certainly have to win this one to keep your Saturday semifinal hopes alive. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again hanging with us. It has been a long and grinding day here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. As we sit courtside here at Hutchinson Sports Arena, Trojans in the orange tops, Panthers in the purple tops. As we get set to rock and roll here in what is now a must-win scenario for Royal Valley to keep that hope alive for tomorrow's semifinal action. Panthers now with a record of 32-11. And the loss for Beloit to Nemaha Central put them at 37-5. Trojans the 4 seed, Brandy Paul, their head coach. Royal Valley the 8 seed, their head coach, Katie Glatzik. Trojans will hit it from right to left as we sit here courtside. Panthers from left to right. Final lineups being tuned up and ready to roll. The officials getting that all squared away. And we are moments away from the start of this one. And Beloit will have the first serve. Both teams ready to rock and roll. And Landry Litton, 5'9 freshman, to serve it up from right to left, does so. And here we go, match number 3 of 5. Here tonight on KNZA, battle at the net, and it's won by Royal Valley. Dosno Mills, nicely done. And a 1-0 start here for Royal Valley. Substitutions quickly in for both sides. Beloit setting it up. Here's Budke. And did it deflect off Royal Valley? It did not. Oof. Looked like it hit Klotz. All the officials saying they did not see it. So now Royal Valley leading 2-0. And now jumbling around, and Beloit down 3-0. Royal Valley with a little bit of early momentum here after getting a tough go against the top seed in Halstead just a little bit ago. Madison Blackwood serving. Budke down to an E, getting that one into the air. Right side set. Tapped down this time by Sophia Thompson, but it's played well by Stidham and Royal Valley. They want to set it up. Thompson again, and this time Stidham can't handle. And Beloit, their first point, now trailing 3-1. Dakota Gray in on the front lines, 5'11 junior for the undefeated NCAA league champs. 9 straight league championships for Beloit. And they have qualified for state 8 of the last 9 years since that first trip in 2016. Here's Miller with a big-time kill. Boy, she looks fresh after the injury now. That is as good as she has looked since the early portions of that set one against Halstead. 4-1 Royal Valley. A little bit more pep in the step here for the Panthers. Here to begin this second matchup for them. Beloit scrambling a little bit, and out it goes. Budke couldn't get to it, and a 5-1 start here for Royal Valley. As Litton is back into the game here for the Trojans. And the serve coming from Royal Valley's Kiwa Miller. Spins it in the left, lifts and fires with the right. Right to Budke. Middle of the floor, Follis. Now Budke the tap. Batted across again by Mills. Good defense. There's a back line set right off the chest to Stidham. And it's a point for Beloit. Royal Valley lead is now 5-2. Both these teams losing their first matches. Crucial for these teams to get a win here. Obviously, only one can do so. Whistle, violation against. Boy, I think they called it against Royal Valley. They got, I think, Mills under the net. Katie Glatzik wanting to get some confirmation there by the official and not going to change the decision. Now 5-3, Royal Valley lead cut to 2. And that serve is sent long by Beloit. Double up here for the Panthers, 6-3. Truly Jim is in on the front lines, off the bench here for Royal Valley. Serve coming from Dosno Mills. Mills a line drive, They set it up back line. Bud Keogh, finesse finish. 6-4, Royal Valley by two. Third match in the other pool, far side of the floor. Hoisington leading Frontenac 14-9. Here's Budke back to serve. Number two all time in the state of Kansas for career kills. And that time she goes into the net with a service error. And the Royal Valley lead is 7-4. Nemaha Central will play their second matchup after this one against the top seed in Halstead. Both those teams will enter that matchup at 1-0. Here's a set spike off the top of the net, right back to Budke. Left side hit by Linton, chased down by Stidham. Royal Valley setting, clocks a good look, not much behind it. Diving save by Follis to keep it alive. Now Budke from the back left sends it to the back right corner. Third try, Jim has to get rid of it, and then knocked to the floor by her own teammate in Stidham. Here's a left side set, and a spike sent too long, this time by Linton. And a double up here for Royal Valley. They once led 6-3, it's now 8-4. Good start here for the Panthers. Must-win scenario here. Keep that Saturday semifinal hope alive. There's a tipped one down by Gray. Klotz able to get it up on a free ball. They wanted a lift, no call. Here's Budke from the back line. Mills gets it into the air, back to Klotz, and a free ball sent over by Mills. Just barely got over the net. Left side set, Litton the spike, tipped up by Jim. Now Stidham, Mills with the hit, or that was Miller, beg your pardon. Maybe the lengthiest rally we've had to this point. Another one sent back across by Royal Valley. Two-handed tap shot this time by Gray. Stidham again, right there. Klotz leaning away from the net, puts it down to Budke. Right back over to Royal Valley. They get a good look here for Klotz, well defended, batted into the air by Gray. Once again, on the side of Royal Valley, and finally Miller from the middle of the floor, leaning to her right, just right into the net. 8-5 is our score. Royal Valley leading by three here, set one. Trojans the four seed. Royal Valley the eight seed. And a service error again, this time by Bentley Pruitt. Royal Valley getting some free points here early on. 9-5 is their lead. Gray and Pruitt come out. Boudreau and also the libero and Kalen Follis back in on the back lines for the Trojans. Serve by Royal Valley, get it right to the front of the net, tapped over. Miller was there. They want to go back to Miller, gets a good look, buries it into the back left corner. T.Y. Miller. Another double up, this time 10-5. Panthers in front. And Beloit wants to take a timeout. Panthers have the momentum here in set one. Once led 6-3, once led 8-4. Third time double up, they lead it 10-5. We're back right after this here on KNCA.
Travel by Hannah offers personalized vacation planning to make your dream getaway a reality. Whether you're seeking a tropical escape, a European adventure, or a family-friendly trip, Hannah provides expert guidance and tailored itineraries. From flights and accommodations to activities and dining, she can handle every detail for a stress-free experience for you and your family. Let Travel by Hannah create unforgettable memories for you. Contact her today by phone call or text 785-213-1371 to let Hannah start planning your perfect vacation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start here for Royal Valley in their second pool play match against Beloit. Both these teams are 0-1 in pool play, so crucial here. The winner keeping their Saturday semifinal hopes alive. Panthers 10 and the Trojans 5. Out of the timeout, Budke receiving the serve. They set it up left side of the floor, and that one is buried home, this time by Sophia Thompson, who was all over the place in the Nemaha Central matchup, and this time getting on the board here, making it 10-6. A chance here for Beloit. Jaden Follis, and a late reaction by the official, and they call it an ace. Just stayed inside the back right line. Back-to-back here for the Trojans, now trailing by three. It's 10-7. Kalen Follis, a senior, over 1,500 career digs, averaging seven digs a set. Now Jim gets an opportunity, but sailed it way wide to the left. And the Trojans, with a little momentum out of that timeout, three straight. They're within two. It's 10-8. Ballas again on the serve. Right to Mills. Blackwood sets. Miller's spike. Tipped in the air. Good defense this time by Beloit. Here's a left side set. Little finesse shot right to Stidham. Back left. Blackwood again. Now Jim. Deflected. Batted around. Right to Klotz. Still on the side of the Panthers. Miller sends it over on a free ball. Middle of the floor. Thompson again, but sailed it wide. And a point for Royal Valley. It was well set. Just couldn't quite put it down. Stops a three-point streak there for the Trojans. Royal Valley leading by three. It's 11-8 here in set one. Here's Follis setting it up. Thompson again, and this time she delivered. 11-9. Four of the last five have gone to the Trojans. Crazy the dominance they have had in their league. Nine straight league championships. This is an efficient ball club under head coach Brandy Paul. Here's Stidham on the receiving end of the serve. They set up Mills. Little tap right there. Right place, right time was Litton. Now a whistle. And they get Royal Valley into the net. And a point for Beloit. And they're within one. It's 11-10. Litton to serve. 5'9 freshman. Came into the tournament with 25 aces to her tally. Push it far side. Miller gets a look. And she buries it home. Kiwa Miller. Missed some time in that first matchup with an injury, but again, good to see her out there. Buries that one home. It's 12-10, Royal Valley. Madison Blackwood back to serve, 5'4 junior. Back line for Beloit. Push it front middle. Budke a chance, but into the net. Have not called Budke's name a ton here in this first set. Beloit wants to win it. Probably think I got to start calling her name a little bit more. Has not had a chance to touch it too much. Gets it on the receiving end of this serve. Now they go right back to Budke. This time she delivers. And it's launched about four rows up into the stands on the dig attempt by Royal Valley. 13-11. Grinding away here. Set one. Our third match of five straight here on KNZA. Serve coming up here for the Trojans. Senior libero Kaylin Follis. 44 aces coming into the tournament. Couple low dribbles, sends it across with the left hand. Stidham on the receiving end. They push it backside. Miller blocked into the net, and it's going to be a point for the Trojans. Well, I said blocked into the net. She didn't quite get it up and over the net. And it's a one-point match here so far in this first set. 13-12, Royal Valley by one. Follis again will serve. Lefty-handed. Stidham set up by Blackwood. Miller way too long. 13-13 tie, three straight by the Trojans. Number four seed in this 18 field. And a timeout now taken by Royal Valley. We're even Stevens, 13 apiece on the board. Set one, match three of five here on KNZA. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brian and Carol Bell with Bell Plumbing are proud to support local student athletes and the local communities. Bell Plumbing has been your local source for all your plumbing needs since 1968. Family owned and family operated. That's Bell Plumbing, located in Holton. Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Rinkus Cattle Company, since 1980. In Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Out of the timeout, set one, 13-13 tie between Beloit and Royal Valley. Both teams' second matches here in pool play action. And out of the timeout, Panthers gather a little momentum back with the kill shot by Dazzo Mills. Just shy of 200 kills on the season coming in. Adds to that total. Now 14-13 Royal Valley. Served by Miller. Left to right it goes. Middle of the floor for Beloit. Back right push. Deflected well, but Trojans get it back. Couple bodies hit the floor. And a free ball pushed across by Boudreaux. A set up Klotz right into the back hands of Follis with a monster dig to keep it alive. Now Budke. Little hesitation, pushing it across. Is that one out? It is. Boy, Royal Valley had a wide open spot in that back left corner, and Miller just misfired. Beloit catching a little bit of a break there. Could have been an easy point for Royal Valley. 14-14, stay tied again. Blackwood setting up Mills. Good spot. Launched into the air. Hit high by Boudreaux and way out of play. Point Royal Valley. Lead change again. 15-14 our score. Panthers in control by one. Shouldn't necessarily say it that way. Not in control, but they have the lead. Yeah, I get what I'm saying. Here's the serve by Mills. Backside push, butt key, little finesse. Royal Valley was ready for that one. And Klotz back to the net, sends it over. Trojan setting it up, butt key front left, buries it back right. 15-15 tie, continuing to go back and forth since the TO. Now butt key will go back to serve for Beloit, but waiting to get her a volleyball. There she goes. She's got a brace covering her right knee with the knee pad on top of it. Here's Blackwood. Jim leaning away and gets it over. Now Beloit sets it up. There's a good set. There's a big-time kill for Dakota Gray. Not heavy in the stat sheet, but that one goes down for one. And Beloit takes the lead at 16-15. Budke again sends the serve across to the back right corner. Miller is standing there, didn't have to move. Klotz gets a good look, just sent it too strong and out of play. Heck of a run right now for Beloit. Once down 13-10, they lead it 17-15. Three consecutive matches here on KNZA. Still got two more after this one. Here's Klotz, a good look, and another one. It's a little bit wide. Was it touched? It was not. Little hesitation by the officials. Panthers might have thought it was touched. It was not. So now 18-15. Beloit building a little bit of a lead here. And Royal Valley wants to talk it over. Stop the momentum. Four straight for Beloit. They lead Royal Valley 18-15 in set one. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Addison Budke back to serve, 6-foot senior for the Trojans. They lead Royal Valley 18-15 here in set number one. Number two match, or second pool play match for both of these teams. And Royal Valley gets one back there, much needed. 18-16 now, they trail by a deuce. Both these teams losing their first matches here in pool play, so the importance of this one for both. Keep their semifinal hopes alive for tomorrow. Nemaha Central and Halstead up next. Those teams are 1-0. Another kill shot, this time by Dakota Gray. 19-16 Beloit. Couple subs in. Sophia Thompson back in on the front lines. And then Bentley Pruitt, the sophomore, back in. She'll serve it from right to left for the Trojans. 9 straight league championships for the Trojans. They've been at state 8 of the last 9 years, and there's a service error. 19-17, Royal Valley has trimmed it to 2. We talked about Addison Budke throughout the broadcast here tonight, but number 2 all-time in Kansas for kills came in at 2,271 total, trailing Central Christian's Jamie Patrick, who had 2,635. There's the kill shot, not from Budke, but by Thompson to make it 20-17. This will be Jaden Follis back to serve. Jaden and Kaylin Follis, twin sisters. Mills on the back line. Blackwood sets it up. Miller deflected. Down it goes. Right through the arms of Thompson, and a point for the Panthers. 20-18. Trojans by 2. Late first set. Jim serves, sends it across. Follis sets it up. Another spike. Beautiful dig by Klotz on the back line. Now Miller front left. Little finesse. Beloit ready for it. Now they set it up here. Linton, who gets one over and through the arms of the defense, and the Trojans get the point. The lead is 21-18. Landry Litton back to serve. 5'9 freshman. Just shy of 100 kills this season. Freshman campaign. Also had 25 aces. Sends it across right to Stidham. Didn't have to move. They want Mills right at the middle of the net, but right into the back line and arms it goes to Follis. Now Budke leaning to her left, and it's bounced back over after a couple deflections. Now Miller gets a good look. Is it in? It is. Miller looking sharp here for Royal Valley, and it's 21-19. Royal Valley trying to hang around. A sub is in for Royal Valley. Carson Noctonic, who we saw a little bit in that first matchup with Halstead, gets her first appearance as Stidham gets a breather. Served by Blackwood. Good look here for Budke, but airmailed it. Too long. 21-20, Royal Valley down one. Stidham right back onto the floor. Truly Jim takes a seat. Blackwood to serve. 36 aces coming into the tournament. Gets it across. Budke a look. Budke a kill. Big point there for Beloit. Gets it back to two at 22-20. And the libero and Kaylin Follis will go back to serve. Leads the team in digs this season, over 1,500 in her career. Chasing it down, Blackwood. Now Noctonic hits it, but way too long. Really the first touch for Noctonic in this set. And she airmailed it, what is now a crucial point. It's now 23-20. Royal Valley needs a little burst here. Kaylin Follis on the serve, and it is out. Service error makes it 23-21. Royal Valley is down by two. Here's the chance as Kiwa Miller is back to serve. Jersey number 27 for the 6-foot freshman. Sends it across from left to right. Middle of the floor it goes. Now left side set. There's the spike tipped up in the air, but off the second deflection, it lands down for the Trojans' point. And they have set point here at 24-21. Royal Valley hanging tough, but they need to rack off three straight here to force extra points. Trojans' chance to end this first set. They won't do it. It's a service error by the school record holder in aces in Boudreaux. 24-22. Royal Valley gets the serve back down by two. And it's up to Dosno Mills. 91 serve percentage. Sends it across, hits that number. They want to set it up right side. Budke delivers the set winner. Budke was quiet, but came on late. And 25-22, Beloit taking set number one against Royal Valley. A 2-minute timeout, set two action coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. We got high school volleyball continuing after this here on KNZA.
Insurance, look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Champ Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tamman with you here in Hutchinson, 3A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. We head to set number two with Beloit and Royal Valley. Trojans holding on, defeating the Panthers 25-22. Both these teams 0-1 in pool play. And Beloit takes the early 1-0 lead here in what is a must-win set for Royal Valley. Appreciate all of our great sponsors this week, making all of our broadcasts possible. Multiple teams out in Dodge City. Centralia looking good through their first couple of matches here tonight. Valley Heights advancing to the semifinals in 2A as well. Holton and 4A earlier today, they went 0-3 in pool play, and the Wildcats were sent home after making the state tournament for a second consecutive year. High school football games underway as well here on a Friday night. First round playoff action, so a ton going on. And the first point set two goes to Sophia Thompson. Royal Valley scored the first three in set one. Obviously, Trojans came back with the 25-22 win. Here's Litton on the serve. 5'9 freshman standing left side of the floor, closer to us, and she sends it across to the back right corner. Quatz is there on an E. They set it up for Mills, defended well, and Thompson this time, the kill to open it, and the block leading to point number two. Beloit 2, Royal Valley nothing. Litton spins it in the left, spins it another time, and then sends it across with the right hand. Backside set. Here's Miller again, deflected down, but a point for Miller. It's hard to tell sometimes when bodies are up against the net which side it lands on. But for Royal Valley, it landed on the right side. 2-1. Miller leaps and fires right to Budke, back left corner. Now back right, and miscommunication on the back line, and Litton just couldn't quite figure out where it was, and third try did not get over, so a 2-2 tie. Left side of the floor, behind the line. Miller again spins and fires the serve. Short left it goes. Budke back middle of the floor. Now Budke two hands across. Diving effort by Blackwood over to Miller. Now Klotz on a third try. Gets it across and found an opening. The Trojans scored the first two. The Panthers have come back with three straight to take a 3-2 lead. A must-need set for Royal Valley to ultimately keep their Saturday hopes alive. And the dig after the Miller serve barely grazed the net, got over, and right in front of Noctonic. She wasn't ready for it. And that ties it up at 3-3. Kaylin Follis, senior libero. Black jersey. Everybody else in the orange tops for Beloit. Here's Blackwood, near side set, leaning to the back left corner, but too much on it was Mills, and Beloit retakes the lead at 4-3. The two 1-0 teams in this pool up next after this matchup, Nemaha Central and Halstead. Excited to bring you that one, and then of course after that, it will be Royal Valley and Nemaha Central here at State. Klotz able to get one there. 4-4 tie. So excited, not only we have two teams here in Class 3A, they just happen to be in the same pool, the same league, and we'll be facing off for a third time with Nemaha Central winning the two regular season matches against the Panthers. 4-4 tie here in set two, Beloit, Royal Valley. There's one sent to the back right corner, sent it a little bit too long was Boudreaux, and Royal Valley regains the lead. Back-to-back points for them, it's 5-4. Here's Mills, 91 serve percentage, lifts it up and over. It's a near ace, but it gets back across thanks to a nice dig by Beloit. Now Klotz tees one up. Is it in there? Yes, it is. Well, it clocks a little bit extra behind that kill, and it's now 6-4, Royal Valley. Noctonic, Klotz, Jim on the front line. Miller on the back line as well. Blackwood as Mills will serve. Middle of the floor, sends it across, right to Butke. Middle of the floor now. They're going to call a lift on Butke. Four straight now for the Panthers. Their lead is 7-4. Haven't seen a ton of lift calls throughout the day. That one giving Royal Valley a 7-4 advantage. Another serve for Mills. This time played well. They go right back to Budke, and she gets that one right back with ease. 7-5, Royal Valley. And this will be Boudreaux back to serve. 5'7 junior, who is the school record holder in aces. And she still has another year. Batted around the top of the net a couple times. Now they go back to Klotz. Royal Valley tipped in the air. That's a point for Klotz. Nicely done on the second hit after the block by Dakota Gray. 8 Royal Valley. Beloit won the first set 25-22. So must win here once again for the Panthers. Get it back to Budke, short right, little finesse. Jim was there for it. Blackwood goes to Klotz. Her spike defended well on the back line. Trojans right back to Budke, tipped. And a one-handed effort by Miller to keep it alive. Klotz going in the other direction, but a third try sent across by Royal Valley. They want Budke again, leaning to her left, and down it goes. Now, Mills didn't play that particularly well. Kind of was unsure whether to go down to a knee or stay up high, and kind of went halfway between and put her hands and went down. 8-6, Royal Valley by 2. Budke the serve, near ace, but Miller goes down to get it. Klotz gets a great look, but on the back line, tipped in the air. Beloit keeps it alive. Follett, the free ball, sends it across. Blackwood far side, leaning back, diving one, delivering one, and giving one. It's Klotz. 9-6, Royal Valley. And the Panthers again. A little juice to them here in this second set, which is a must-win for them. Both these teams losing their first matches in pool play. Crucial for both. Here's a set. Gray the spike. Defended well by Royal Valley. They want to go back here near side. A little finesse. Diving effort by Stidham. Boy, it was close, but just couldn't get it back over. So a point for Beloit. That was Litton. And 9-7. We have alternated the last 6 points, 3 apiece. Boisington beat Frontenac in their first set, 25-14 on the other side in pool play, and they currently lead Frontenac 22-18 in set number two. Here's the serve by Beloit, right to Stidham, back middle, Blackwood front left, here's Miller delivering. Another kill shot, 10-7 Panthers. Dakota Gray back in, replacing Pruitt. And then Kaylin Follis is in, replacing Dakota Gray. Here's the serve by the Panthers. Middle portion of the net. Thompson gets a look, but right into the net it goes. A 6-1 senior, Thompson can't deliver that time, and it's 11-7. And the largest lead here in set number two for Royal Valley. Jim will serve, gets it across, back left, pushed front right. Now middle of the floor, tapped across. Good defense there by Jim on the back line. Now Mills gets a chance. And they call the violation into the net was Budke. And a timeout on the floor. Largest lead in either set for Royal Valley. It is 12-7 Panthers. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Royal Valley's largest lead against Beloit, about the midway point of set two. They lead the Trojans 12-7. Beloit won the first set 25-22. Back after the timeout, they set it up for Thompson, and that was heavy. 12-8, the Royal Valley lead after that massive shot by Thompson. Jaden Follis back to serve. School record for assists in a season. Approaching 950 in that category. There's another point for Royal Valley, and Miller again delivering. Lead back to 5, 13-8. Noctonic is back in on the front lines, joining Miller and Mills. Jim Klotz on the back row with Blackwood serving. That's going to be an ace for Madison Blackwood, mishandled by the Trojans. The largest lead continues to build. They tack one more on. It's 14-8. Blackwood, team leader in assists, but getting an ace right there. They want Thompson, delivers, top of the net it goes. Right back to the side of the Trojans. Here's a chance for Boudreaux, tipped up in the air by Noctonic. Now Klotz sends it left, front portion of the net, tipped a couple of times, out of play. And it's blown dead, and the points for Beloit. 14-9, the Royal Valley lead. And this will be Litton to serve. Came into the tournament, 102 digs, 93 kills, 25 aces, 9 blocks, 5 assists. Good numbers for the 5'9 freshman. Sends the serve across. Middle of the floor. Mills leaning to her right. Well defended. And a point for Beloit again. Good defense that time by Budke up front, joined by Thompson. 14-10, Royal Valley here in set two. Beloit won the first set 25-22. Here's Blackwood, sets up Mills, nicely done. I mean, is front middle of the net as you could be. Blackwood dropping dimes, and the finished product by Dosno Mills. 15-10, lead back to 5. Miller on the serve, back line for Beloit. They push it up front. Budke left side delivers. Another kill shot, 15-11. Gray is in, Thompson is out for Beloit, as Kaylin Follis will serve. Does so with the left hand, sends it to the back middle row for Royal Valley, front right, tapped across, Beloit ready for that one. Hit by Mills, now Budke again, hit high in the air, Miller there on the back row, Blackwood to Klotz, good dig though by Litton to keep it alive, Trojans get it back across, Stidham, Blackwood, they want Klotz again, this time it's good. 16-11 Royal Valley. Beloit in a good spot with the two up front defensively, trying to block that kill shot from Klotz. Too much strength behind it for the Central Missouri commit. Here's Mills on the serve. Budke the dig. Here's the set. Right back to Budke. Front left, back right, delivering a kill. 16-12. Royal Valley keeping it, I don't want to say arm's length, but kind of holding out this lead a little bit as we continue on. Alternated 5 points now. Miller on the back line. They want Klotz. Good look. And it's in. I think they said it was deflected anyway, so even if it was out, it would still be the Royal Valley point. And it's back to 5, 17-12. And Hoisington has finished off their match with Frontenac 25-14, 25-21. So Hoisington is 2-0. They beat Girard in the first matchup of the night as well. Here's Gray on a spike. Stidham sliding to her left and can't get there. 17-13, continuing to alternate here. You'll take it the rest of the way if you're Royal Valley. Trojans need to put a little rally together here as we're coming down the home stretch. Set two. Here's Budke to serve. Entered the tournament with 51 aces. That time right to Mills. Blackwood sets it up. Left-handed tap. They blow the whistle dead. And they call it, I think they called a lift on Royal Valley there. 17-14 Beloit. Budke serves, and that is airmailed out of play. 18-14, Panthers get that one right back. Klotz now back to serve. Tremendous multi-sport athletes for Royal Valley. Barely grazed the top of the net, but it still got over. Here's a Dakota Gray spike deflected out of play. Gray gets the point. 18-15. Thompson and Pruitt check back in. Gray and Kalen Follis will take a seat. Pruitt goes back to serve. Spins it in the left hand, middle of the floor, lifts and fires it across from right to left as we sit. They want Miller here, leaning back, tipped in the air. Nice dig on the back line by Pruitt. Now left side, it's Litton, but right to Stidham. Blackwood tees it up. Back row spike by Klotz, launched into the air. Pruitt running it down. Budke has to send a long one over and somehow got it over. Now it's a battle at the net, and somehow Beloit earns that point. That is all Budke. She was well past the back line. Awkward spin on the ball. Had to just completely swing with her back to the net, and somehow it grazed the net, got over. That is a huge point. 18-16 in a timeout, Royal Valley. Trojans stealing away the momentum here, but Royal Valley still leads it by two. 18-16, must-win set two for Royal Valley. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. Farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road, as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working of fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good set number two between Royal Valley and Beloit. Two teams, 0-1 in pool play. Beloit won the first set over the Panthers, 25-22. Royal Valley leads set two out of the timeout, 18-16, but back-to-back points by Beloit to trim it down a little bit before that timeout. Now it's batted down at the net, and they call a lift against Truly Jim. And now three straight for Beloit. They're within one. It's 18-17. The sophomore Pruitt back to serve, dribbling low below the knees, and sends across the serve. Back left corner to Klotz. Blackwood left side. A spike attempt rejected by Thompson. And we are tied at 18 apiece. The score can buy a lottery ticket. Pruitt has a little juice going as she serves it up once again. And a miss hit. That's going to be an ace. And in the blink of an eye out of that timeout, Beloit retakes the lead. It's 19-18. They have rattled off five straight. Crunch time now for the Panthers, letting this one slip away a little bit. Served by Pruitt. Good pace to Klotz. Blackwood far side push. Here is a spike attempt. Not much behind it by Miller. Beloit playing it well. Budke back left to the back right corner. Mills is there. Now Royal Valley tapped across by Mills. Now they want to set it up again. Tapped across by Thompson. Royal Valley resetting. Blackwood, Miller leaning, firing, and missing. Another point for the Trojans. It is 20-18. It was 18-14 Royal Valley prior to that timeout. But six straight for the Trojans. And Pruitt tipped off the top of the net, but somehow Truly Jim, she dove and saved it, kept it alive. Now it's back across on the Royal Valley side, scrambling as Mills gets it back to Blackwood. Little misfire on the set, but Miller gets it across, tip-top across the net, still battling atop across the net. Tap down by Thompson, pinballed a couple of times, Blackwood on a freebie. Gets it over. Boy, that was awkward. Here's Thompson again, right to Stidham, who somehow kept it alive with an incredible dig. Third try again, sent across by Miller. Who do they want? Thompson, off the top of the net, down it goes. The back line all took a step back. They needed to take a step forward. And just some awkward moments in that rally, but Beloit gets it, keeps the streak alive. They're now up 21-18. Pruitt serves, right to left. Back right it goes to Mills. Middle of the floor, Blackwood. Miller front left, and down it goes. Big time stuff there. Much needed for Royal Valley. They're within 21-19. Stops a run of seven straight points for the Trojans. Back to serve, Truly Jim. 5'7 senior for this Panthers roster, head coach Katie Glatzik. Panthers get it on the defensive end now. Tapped across by Thompson. Back line was there. Klotz had it. Now Miller, another chance to tie into the air. Right to the hands of Budke. Back left corner. Now middle of the floor, slapped across with the right hand by Thompson. She settles in the middle. And was it tipped? They're going to say it was out, but boy, that looked tipped. Ooh. Beloit caught a break there, it looks like. That is a two-point swing. Could have been 21-20, but now 22-19. Here's the serve over to Klotz. They want to set it up for Mills. Batted down, out of play. Point for the Panthers. Nicely done. Needed to get that one right back, and they did. 22-20. Blackwood to serve. 97 serve percentage on the year. 1,000-plus career assists. Gets it over. They tee it up, middle of the floor. What a dig. And out of play it goes. And I actually caught the ball. It bounced right to me. Still got great hands. 23-20, Beloit. They have rallied here in the latter portion of set two, and they're trying to put Royal Valley away here in this second matchup. Here's Stidham, back middle. Right side, Miller, rejected and deflected out. So a point for Royal Valley. Needed again. Got to creep it back up before you get to match point. For Beloit, 23-21 Trojans. Here is Miller to serve. By the way, I caught that ball with a pin in my hand, so there you go. Here's Miller to serve. Gets it across, Budke back row, middle of the floor. They want Budke, why not? There's the tap down, and high into the air with Stidham on the dig. Now Klotz running in the front of the net, somehow underhands it back over, but they call her under the net. And now the near side judge comes in. I thought he was maybe questioning that call by the judge on the stand, and now the officials are going to meet. So the near side judge, I think, was in favor of Klotz there. But the judge on the stand was calling it the violation, so let's see. This is a crucial point. And it goes into the favor of Royal Valley. So they have to replay the point. That is huge because it would have been 24-21 and match point for Beloit. Now Royal Valley gets another try at 23-21. Good call by the official. And Miller again to serve. Big opportunity here for the Panthers. There's the serve. Back row it goes. Here's the set. Budke a look. Tipped in the air. Miller had a piece of it. Now Blackwood up to Klotz. Her shot to the back row for Beloit. Now a backside set. Here's the spike. Down it goes. They fake to Budke, and Boudreaux was there. And now it is match point for the Trojans at 24-21. Boy, this Panthers team has fought so hard in this match. It has been close from the jump. And now they need a little bit of a run here. Here's Mills leaning back, and it's deflected, and down it goes. Panthers get one to make it 24-22. You still need two more to force the extra points. Game on the line here for Royal Valley as Mills is back to serve. Gets it over. A near ace, but dug up nicely. Budke, middle of the floor. Good dig by Blackwood. Noctonic sends it middle, sent across by Jim. Not much behind it. They reset. Budke leaning left. Slaps it with the left, but right to Klotz, front right. Klotz teed up. Put down! 24-23. Panthers need one more to get extra points involved. Back-to-back big-time points. That one by Klotz. Big serve for Mills. Gets it over. Budke. Front of the net. Middle. Budke taps. Oh, boy. Klotz saved that one there. Now the Trojans get another opportunity. Budke middle left. Batted into the air by Mills. Scrambling. And the Panthers with Jim. Heck of a try to get it back over. Now Budke taps it down. Game over. And Beloit survives a pesky Royal Valley team. And Beloit gets their first win in pool play. Panthers drop to 0-2. And that ultimately will end their opportunity to play tomorrow. So the finals here, 25-22, 25-23, two-minute timeout. We'll come back, recap it, get you set for the 2-1-0 teams in this pool, and it is Nemaha Central and Halstead coming up here in just a little bit. Quick timeout, we're back in 2 minutes here on KNZA.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel good, smell good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton, proud to support local student athletes with a simple process. Come when it's convenient for you. Take a look at the herd, make your selection, and delivery is available. Check out the sale catalog online at rinkuscattle.com. Rinkus Cattle Company, since 1980 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
November is a time for Thanksgiving, but many in our communities feel food insecurity during this season. Join GN Bank's Horton and Hiawatha locations in a friendly competition as we collect food donations for the North and South Brown County food pantries. If you are able, please consider bringing shelf-stable food items to the Horton and Hiawatha locations from November 4th through the 25th. We are thankful for our community and glad to serve those in need this time of year.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grove Valley, they drop to 0-2 in pool play here at the state tournaments, more than likely ending their chance at a semifinal berth tomorrow. They drop two very close sets to Beloit. Finals again, 25-22 and 25-23. Another minute or two here, Chance Lincoln Studio. Brandon Tabman with you. We have gone three of our five straights. As now we got coming up here in about 15 minutes, the two 1-0 teams. That's Nemaha Central, who beat Beloit in the first match of the session, and then Halstead came back in that second match and swept Royal Valley. So again, we get the two 1-0 teams here in just a little bit, and of course after that, we will get the two big East League teams here in the final matchup of this five-game stretch. Again, Nemaha Central and Royal Valley will come up after the Thunder and the Dragons. So that's kind of the schedule we got for you lined up. But again, Beloit keeping their Saturday hopes alive as they again sweep Royal Valley here in this third matchup, 25-22 and 25-23. Going to send it back to the studio again. It's going to be a little bit shorter, just kind of between like that second and third match. We'll be about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll get you back for matchup number four. Nemaha Central and Halstead here in about 10, 15 minutes. Keep it locked right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with...